time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? It is the day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thankful that we can do this show for you every week on msonewsports.com. Thankful that we've had a great run. Show's been around for a couple decades now. Kelly Media running the ship. So it's just great that the kids are out there. Don't forget, not too long ago, we couldn't even play sports because of a world pandemic. So it's nice to be out there and wish everybody well on Thanksgiving, especially the kids playing a little football. Every single North Shore game counts, right? Because there are no North Shore teams in the finals. That's right. Super Bowl shutout. Shutout. The one team that we thought would probably have the best chance of getting in there, because they always go pretty much, with St. John's Prep, and they lost to Needham in the semifinals. You know, people are arguing on Twitter that's not really an upset, but it is. I mean, let's face it. Needham may be the best team in the state at the end of the day when they play in the Super Bowl, and if they beat Xaverian, they will be. They'll definitely be the best team, and some people might say Catholic Memorial if they win another Super Bowl in Division II, but fact is, Prep is out, and that's crazy. But we do have, speaking of Super Bowls, we have a super performance.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right. Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week. We are going to go over to our two state champions from the North Shore. This fall will end up being Ipswich Volleyball and Masco Girls Soccer. Congratulations, both of them had undefeated runs. Ipswich has won every state title now in the Volleyball Division IV era. They are just they're in the conversation. Best North Shore, you know, program ever. Right, you look at Gloucester Cross Country, St. John's Prep Football, Prep Cross Country, Prep Golf, Prep Wrestling. Lots of great teams. Lots of great teams on the North Shore. Lots of dynasties. Danvers Basketball had a little dynasty going. So, boys, that is. Congrats to Ipswich Volleyball for winning it all. And then, of course, Masco Girls Soccer, the number one seed at 17-0-1 coming in. And they just rolled. Masco beats Melrose 3-0. They beat Westfield 6-0. They beat Oliver Ames 3-0. And they beat Duxbury 5-0. Not a goal scored against them. Incredible for the Chieftains. Just incredible. Of course, we'll try to get the coach of Ipswich Volleyball and the coach of Masco Girls Soccer on in the coming weeks. Kind of a little in-between seasons here. I know it starts right up. This coming Monday, kids will be out there with their winter tryouts, but you know, games and stuff will take a bit to get going. So yeah, we'll try to get those coaches on for sure. And that was Super Sub Shop, supersubbev.com. Paul Guanci and the gang will take holiday orders, I'm sure. Don't quote me on it, but give them a call, 978-927-4788, and see what they can do for you. Best cheesesteaks on the North Shore. So we got a great show coming up. We have Saugus football coach Steve Cummings. They're coming off a big win, getting ready for an immense task against Peabody, trying to break a long curse against the Tanners on Thanksgiving. And then we also have our latest Moynihan Lumber student athlete of the month, speaking of Masco football. So stay with us. Great stuff.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Up next, the Morning Ham Lumber.
Morning Ham? The Morning Ham.
Why don't you just say it, Dom?
That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here, and we're here with our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. It's going to be Jack Fabiano, running back for Masconomet football. What's going on, Jack?
What's up?
Not much. Congratulations on winning that award. It's a pretty impressive thing. Covers the entire North Shore, so you're in good company there. And now you're in the running for Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year. No joke there. Let's start with what's fresh. This weekend, as we're talking, 36-30 win over Malden Catholic. Take me to that game. And the Chieftains obviously got a big victory. That's a pretty darn good school over there, football-wise.
Yeah, it was a good game, fighting like all the way throughout. And yeah, our pass game was actually doing pretty well. I think 3 touchdowns in the air and 1 on the ground, or 2 on the ground, I think it was. So
yeah. Did you get a piece of any of those touchdowns? Did you find the end zone yourself?
I didn't, no. I ended up sitting out that game with a concussion.
Oh, it's too bad. That happened in the playoff game?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Oh man, that was against Milford. You guys lost in that first round 24-15. Like, when did it happen? And were you like just gone for the game and haven't returned?
No, it was kind of like in the middle of the game, and it wasn't really like bad. Like, I didn't really notice it right away. It kind of just got worse during the week.
Oh, okay. So you finished the whole game kind of thing. And then
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That happens. Sometimes you don't know until like the after effects.
Yeah.
What does that feel like? Maybe we can do a little educating to some kids if they see signs or feel signs, like, because obviously it's an important discussion. So what kind of walked me through what you were feeling?
Yeah, it was kind of just like, I just kind of started to feel a headache come on. I knew I like could have had a possible concussion, because like I remember the hit in the game where like all of a sudden getting up, it's like, yeah, I'm like lightheaded, dizzy.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much just headache coming on, and then like sensitivity to like light as well.
Oof. And that was like a cut, like 2 or 3 days after, or like the day after, like it started to happen.
For me, it was like 2 days after, but okay. Yeah.
So that's something that players can take note of. It's like, it doesn't necessarily come right after, you know, it might be lingering effects a couple of days after. And so from there, did you feel like, okay, it's time to get a doctor's visit kind of thing?
Yeah. I kind of made sure to stay off screens and kind of, yeah, just I was aware of it. So
you hadn't built an excuse, Jack, to not do homework?
Yeah. Well, I tried to stay with it because I didn't want to like fall behind and everything, but yeah.
I gotcha. So then the doctor, and then this, I'm sure the MIAA or Masco or both have some kind of protocol, right? So you went into protocol after that, concussion protocol maybe?
Yeah, I'll have I'll be going back to practice slowly this week, and yeah.
Yeah, and then definitely gearing up for Thanksgiving. You'll be a part of that?
Yeah, I will.
All right, yep. Northeast Tech on Thanksgiving morning. So, all right, well, we were all caught up there, Jack. I mean, but the big news is the turnaround, you know, with Masco football. 2-8 last year, and then, what, 6-2 in the regular season heading into the postseason?
Yeah, 6-2.
Yeah, what do you think was... You know, it might be a combination of things. Was there any one specific area where you guys like totally just flipped the script, improved greatly, or did that happen in a bunch of different departments?
It was honestly kind of everything, because like we do have a new program this year, like new offense, new everything. So pretty much everything changed. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You went, you know, from your longtime coach to a new coach. So tell us about that transition. Never easy, but it obviously worked out just fine.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I love it. And I also have experience with our offensive coordinator, Coach Weidman. He was my coach in eighth grade. So
yeah,
he was a lot of the kids' coaches in eighth grade. So yeah, we had experience there.
Yeah. Amazing. And you know, tell me about some of those highlights for you during the season. I know, I think I read recently that Peabody was a pretty darn big game for you. I mean, you were like a buck 60 plus for yards. You got into the end zone a few times. Was that the game, you think, for your junior season? You're junior, right?
Yeah.
Would that be the game, the Peabody game for you?
Yeah, that was probably definitely one of my best games. I had a pretty good game against Revere. And then as a team, we actually beat Billerica, which was a big game in week two. So
Yeah. And they went into the playoffs. They won a playoff game, and then they lost this past weekend. But Billerica's always solid. Yeah. To go in and upset a Merrimack Valley team. You know, take me to that game, 21-19 win.
Yeah, it got really close at the end too. They were driving down the field and we ended up forcing a fumble to win it.
Yeah. That's wow, to win it on defense, that's special.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, so regular season you had more than 1,000 yards. That's insane. That's great. So adding in the Milford game, how many roughly yards you got that game?
I think I had about 100 or so.
There you go. So you're 1,100 plus, closing in on 1,200. You know, Thanksgiving can put you in the maybe 1,300-1,400 range. So, man, what a season. You know, where were you this year finding a lot of success specifically, like an off tackle play, a lot of sweeps, or a little bit of a variety?
A little bit of variety, but we did a lot of like power and inside zone, and that worked well for us like all year. So
okay, so kind of right up the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Not afraid of anything there. Yeah. So this season, like I said, could be in the 1,200 range, 1,300, 20-ish touchdowns or so. Compare that to last season. What was your contributions like as a sophomore? I'm sure no one had like these insane numbers on a 2-8 team.
Yeah, no. Last year, I did start on defense. I was a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up playing running back. I started like the last couple of games, but like we didn't really do much. We were losing all those games. So
yeah. So you didn't really get any time offensively, or?
I did in the last
like a little bit,
three games, something like that.
Wow. So this is like, all right, let's give them the football. And then you ran with it.
Yep.
It's amazing. A lot of accolades for you, including this one, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's great. You know, I know we're not looking past Thanksgiving. We got one more game to wrap up. These seniors want to go out with the win, of course. And that would put you guys at 6-3, 7-3, 8-3. Would that be the final record if you win? You're 7-3 now?
Yeah, 8-3.
Yeah. I mean, that's wow. I mean, so basically you lose 8, you win 8. What a turnaround, even if you did lose, but still. Question being, what can you say about Masco 2025? How does that look? Like, how does your junior class, the current sophomore class, how does that look?
Yeah, our junior class, we have a lot of starters this year. Like, our class is pretty big. So we're looking to have like a really good year next year.
Nice. Nice. Particularly, what area is strong coming back? Is it like, you know, most of the linemen are coming back? Is it skilled players, defense? Where's the strength, you think, for next year?
We definitely have pretty much all of our skilled players are coming back. And then we're losing two linemen on the offensive line. So we'll get replacements for them. And yeah, we should be good.
Who's the other skilled players that are ones to watch for 2025?
We have Cal Weidman at receiver, Ryan Richardson slot receiver, Liam Ginley slot receiver. And then other running backs, we got Davis Deludis, he also plays, and Alex Cantalupo.
Nice.
Davis is actually a sophomore right now, but the rest are juniors.
Okay. And Jack, what happens for you winter season, spring season? You play other sports?
Yeah, I'm going to play hockey this winter.
Okay. Is that a first time thing for you for the high school?
No, I've been playing. Or I was on varsity last year.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. How about spring?
I played lacrosse before, but I think I'm probably going to take the spring off, get ready for football season.
Yeah. Get some lifting going and consistency in the gym kind of thing. Yeah. And then before you know it, 7-on-7 will be coming. I'm sure you're involved in that, right?
Yeah. Over the summer. Yeah.
Yeah. But how's hockey looking? What position do you play there? And what's Masco thinking for its chances? Starts the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm a forward, and yeah, we're coming off a pretty good year last year where we made it to the Elite Eight. We ended up losing, but we do have a lot of seniors leaving, so it's kind of like a lot of new players, but yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Nice. Yeah, it's crazy how that starts right the Monday after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, not much of a break.
Are you like, have you even, like, when's the last time you put on skates and were on ice?
Long time ago.
Last season?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because I'm sure once that ends, you're in the winter in the March area, you're in the gym and just getting ready for football.
Yeah.
Well, you did lacrosse last year, so you were busy with that.
Yeah, or no, I did it freshman year. I ended up not playing last year. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, you have a good, you know, 4, 5, 6 months to get into that football shape and get those legs going. Well, how about academically? What kind of interests you in that arena? Because to get this award, you had to do something impressive in the classroom. So what excites you about academics?
Yeah, I'm definitely more of like a science type guy, maybe biology. And yeah.
So something after high school in that arena, possibly?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Any, I know only a junior, but any thoughts about particular colleges or some other route you're going outside of college?
I've put in a little bit of thought, but nothing major yet. But I definitely want to stay in New England and look for a good college that suits like what I want to major in. And yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we'll let you go. But actually, one more thing I was thinking. Does the protocol with concussions involve anything? Like, do you have to wear one of those fancy helmets now or anything like that? Does that anything like that change?
No, like nothing for equipment. I'll slowly, like, first practice back, I'll probably be just helmet and I'll slowly get back into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Jack Fabiano, Moynihan Lumber, student athlete. Oh, what town are you from, by the way?
Topsfield.
Topsfield. Okay. Topsfield's own Jack Fabiano, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. One more game to go, though. That's a week from this Thursday when the podcast is out, Thanksgiving Day. Best of luck against Northeast, and we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you coming on the North Shore Sports Desk.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, have a good night, Jack. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Right, Dom DeCastro here, North Shore Sports Desk. We are here with our latest guest. It's going to be Saugus football coach Steve Cummings. His team, 2 out of 3, heading into Thanksgiving against Peabody, including a big one against Brighton, 34-0 victory. Yeah, big one. Boys bounce back with a nice win and great momentum going into Turkey Day.
Yeah, it was, we were able to play well in pretty much every facet of the game. Offensively, we were able to get some early scores on the board. Defensively, we were able to make some stops, put ourselves, in good field position. Special teams wise, I thought we were solid all night. So it was, a good game all the way around.
Yeah. And, Cody with a couple of TD runs, he's, what can you say about his effort that night and really the whole year too? He's just been so consistent.
Yeah. On both sides of the ball too. Whether he's a tailback or middle linebacker, he's just solid, offensively, he's, he does a great job of just finding space and grinding out extra yards, and keeping drives alive. There's certain times where he's not the tallest kid, so sometimes you kind of see him disappear into the line and he shoots out the other side. He's deceptively fast. He's faster than people think he is, and he's really good at breaking tackles in the open space. So, Friday night, I think our second offensive play, he was able to break 2 tackles, line of scrimmage, and, took a ball from our 20 down to the other 20, which is just a huge change in field position. He's really good out of the backfield. He catches the ball really well, coming out of the backfield as well. Picks up, his pass pro is, he picks up blitz and linebackers. He's just an all around solid football player. That middle linebacker, it's going to be a big void for us to try to replace next year. He's really smart. He gets our calls. He gets the guys in front of him lined up right. He's really stepped his game up this year. We lost a lot of really good seniors last year, and he's kind of picked up the slack and, kind of really taken over that void that we had from some guys. Had a great year, and, he's definitely be one of the guys that we're going to miss moving forward.
Yeah, and am I reading that right, that Eli threw a pass to Jordan?
Yeah, so Eli was playing quarterback. Jordan was out wide receiver.
Yeah.
We had one-on-one coverage backside. Jordan kind of came over to the sideline and said, Coach, if this kid's playing outside leverage on me, I can get him on a post. So 2 plays later, we saw the same coverage. We went to it. Eli put an absolute rocket of a ball right in Jordan's chest. Jordan made the catch, then made the guy miss and was able to take him to the end zone for a touchdown, which was big because it was right before, we just made a stop to get the ball back, with under a minute to go in the half. At that point, we're only up 7-0. We're thinking maybe we go into the half up 7-0. We're able to make a stop on defense. They went for it on a 4th down and their own end. We're able to make that stop. And we hit that, first play of the next drive. So, going to the half up 14-0 and getting the ball, was a big turning point in that game.
Yeah. Was Eli, behind the center most of the game or?
So they split some reps, but I would say Eli was at quarterback, probably 65 to 70% of the time.
Okay.
But they were switching kind of off and on during the game. So it's been a nice little change up having Eli back healthy.
Yeah. So that will be kind of like the MO, for Thanksgiving, and Jordan.
We'll see. Yeah. And the good news is I think we're going to be getting some guys back. Jay Arnett, I believe, is going to get cleared to play, after his appendectomy. So it looks like he's going to be able to play on Thanksgiving. So, we'll be a little bit healthier when we get into Thanksgiving and, we're going to throw it all out there and give it everything we have.
Yeah. And it's nice to see another Sammy getting a touchdown run too. That was pretty cool.
Yep. I felt good for our seniors. It was their last time playing under the lights, so Cody was able to get in the end zone. Wilderson made some really big plays for us, both sides of the ball. Connor Bloom, kicked 4 PATs. Sammy able to get in the end zone. So, our 4 seniors were able to really kind of, put their stamp on a game where it's going to be the last time they get to play under those lights. So. It was good to see.
Yeah, is that Sammy, Cody, Wilderson? Who's the 4th senior?
Connor Bloom.
Connor, okay, the kicker, yeah. And how about defensively with the shutout too? Like overall, who, how did that look? I mean, you know,
yeah, what was? I mean, Chris Mazin was fantastic all night. You know, coming down from a safety position. You know, they went double tight, double wing. So, you know, we knew they were going to try to drive the ball. I mean, they took their first drive. You know, we had a great kickoff. They kind of mishandled it and they got stuck at their own 3 yard line to start the game. And they were able to rip off some decent sized runs, drove it all the way down to our 20, took up the majority of the first quarter. And then after that, we kind of just settled down. You know, we had some great contributions from guys like, you know, David Alves, who's a sophomore defensive lineman, Kawa Martins, who's a freshman defensive lineman, Leif Haddad, who's a sophomore, Chris Mazin, who's only a junior coming down from safety, Ryan Marrera, who's only a sophomore. Cody is obviously, you know, he's Cody. He's always going to get a space in there somewhere, but, we were able to get some great contributions from some guys who, you know, Chris has been starting for us, you know, consistently, but David Alves and Kyle Martins are guys who have just been working hard in practice, and, you know, got an opportunity to get some shine on Friday night, and they were able to take advantage of it.
Yeah. What kind of challenges? They always bring challenges, the Tanners. What kind of challenges this specific Tanner crew bring for you guys?
I mean, they're really big up front. Their offensive and defensive lines are very big. You know, they move really well. And they have some good backs who they're patient with holes to open up. So, you know, we're going to have to play really well up front. You know, if they're going to, you know, if they can establish their running game, it's going to be a long day. So, you know, we got to try to make sure that we play really well on first and second down, try to get them in third and long. You know, they have good athletes. You know, Coach Betancourt does a nice job. You know, offensively, they're kind of always, you know, balance between their run and their pass, but you know, when you watch them on film, the first thing that sticks out is just their size up front. I mean, their old line, you know, from left to right all the way across, is just some big boys. You know, so we're gonna have to make sure that we, you know, really do a good job of gapping out, not getting chest to chest with guys, not, you know, giving up easy gaps. You know, we gotta make them earn it. And you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, the good news is we got like the extra half a week to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we're getting a couple of guys back this week healthy, so that'll help out. And you know, we just got to make sure that we do everything that we can from now till you know, next Thursday morning to get prepped, to get prepared, and you know, do everything we can to go win a football game.
Yeah, and they I'm assuming they don't pass as much with Lynch gone now, or do they still a threat through the air?
Still, I mean, like I said, they still have, you know, receivers that are deep threats, guys that can go. And obviously not the no huddle go 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 like they were when Shea Lynch was there. But you know, their quarterback this year has got, you know, really good arm to push the ball down the field. He's got really good receivers that can just go up and get footballs. You know, they got backs that are, you know, very patient. They let their line do what their line does. And, you know, like I said, they present a lot of problems. So we're, you know, like I said, we're taking these next, you know, 10, 11 days that we have. We're trying to get as prepared as possible so we can go, you know, try to end the season on a good note.
Yeah.
All right. That was Coach Steve Cummings. We appreciate him coming on the show. Thank you very much, Coach. Coach, best of luck against the Tanners.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, those were our two guests of the day. Thank you. Saga's football. They had 5 wins last year, 3 wins coming into Thanksgiving this year. So if they get another win, that's 4. That's 9 in 2 years. You know, it's not the standard you want to set, but for them, it's surpassing what they've done in many, many recent years. So, you know, it's been a slow crawl, you know, to success. But Steve Cummings and his crew, they've stuck with it, and they're competitive. You know, they're not the pushover that they were for many years. So congrats to them. Masco football is a great story too. You know, fell short of their goal, but they had an amazing turnaround on their season, basically a 180. So congratulations to them. So 2 great guests, and that was a lot of fun. We had the Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week earlier. That was the, Masco girls soccer and Ipswich volleyball. Those are great efforts and state champions, undefeated, unreal seasons. Linfield boys soccer, I didn't mention them, but they made it to the finals again. They were going for 2 in a row, and they couldn't pull it out. Linfield boys soccer was in a battle. They had a great tourney run. So they won it last year in Division 4, and this year, they're right back at it. You know, I know they dealt with injuries, but they were the 2 seed, 12-3-3, and they end up losing to the 1 seed, Cohasset, 3-2. You know, and to get there, they beat Frontier Regional 1-0. They beat Hampshire Regional 3-2. They beat Gardner 2-0 and Uxbridge 4-0. So another great run for the Pioneers. What a 2-year span for them. Winnings percentage through the roof, 2 finals appearances in a row, 1 title. Not bad for them. That was a great run. And speaking of great runs, you know, we'd be remiss to not mention Hamilton Wynnum girls soccer, who got all the way to the state finals themselves and lost 2-0 to Sutton. Hamilton Wynnum was the 2 seed and Sutton was the 1 seed. So it was a lot of 1 and 2s in soccer. Hamilton Wynnum beat Linfield, fellow North Shore team, 3-0 in the state final. They edged South Hadley 3-2 in OT. Crushed Ipswich 7-0 to get there, and Frontier Regional 7-0 to get there. So Nancy Waddell, she has a state title under her belt, and fell just shy of another one with a 2-0 loss. So let's take a break, and let's do a little football talk, talk about a little Thanksgiving action, and do a little recap of what went down in the postseason last week. Stay with us, everybody.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Let's say, Maddie, you can't follow your favorite high school teams?
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry, we got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
Right, North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it. Football. Football is almost over. One more day if you're North Shore. There's two more weeks if you're a big state football fan in Massachusetts. Of course, the Super Bowl finals will be coming up. But for now, North Shore has to have a great Thanksgiving morning tomorrow, and that'll be it. So you got the Prep and Xavarian going. Prep lost 22-14 to Needham. They were the number one team in the state, and Needham's number four, so an upset there, but they're done. Division two, we really didn't have any much excitement there from the North Shore. I can't remember the last time the North Shore got, I mean, we had three last year in Gillette, you know, we had the Prep, Amesbury, and Salem, and no one got back. No one got back this year, not even a semifinalist in Division three and four. You know, in my other show, Tewksbury made the state semifinals and lost to Duxbury 28-21. So Duxbury and Scituate in the finals for that one. We didn't even have a North Shore semifinalist in Division Five. Nothing there either. So, you know, weak kind of season for football. I mean, in six, you had Swampscott having a nice little run with two wins in the postseason, 28-21 over Stoneham, 13-7 over Stoneham, and 13-7, and then they beat Oakmont Regional 20-21. And they ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw. Fairhaven 42-13 in the semis, and Fairhaven gets Hudson in the finals. You really didn't have any noise there. Amesbury usually, you know, they got to Gillette, but they were only in the round of eight, losing 30-20 to Mashpee. Very competitive, you know. Amesbury was 6-2 coming in to that. And then Division 8 was just no semifinalists. Man, so we were kind of, besides Swampscott and the Prep, shut out a semifinalist. You thought Bishop Fenwick would make some noise there. But very quiet. Very quiet in my area, North Shore. But, you know, out of the show, Merrimack Valley, you do have Shawshene in the finals playing Foxborough. So that should be a great game. That's the one team from both MSONewsSports.com shows, North Shore and Merrimack Valley, only one finalist at Gillette. So, okay, we will now go over some Thanksgiving matchups real quick. Yes, what do we got? I mean, you know, you got Gloucester-Danvers, two playoff teams there. Gloucester's been competitive the last couple of years, made some growth with Danny O'Connor. You know, they've made two back-to-back playoff appearances, but they were the number 16 seed both times, so they got handled pretty well. But, you know, that's that could be a pick-em. I'm probably biased from Gloucester. Salem-Beverly, I got Salem in that one. They've had another solid campaign. Didn't get back to Gillette, but they had a solid campaign nonetheless. Ipswich-Hamilton-Wynnum. We'll see what happens in that one. Neither of them made much noise in football this year. The Lins, that's a great game. Might give a slight edge to English. They had a decent little run there. Winthrop and Revere. I got to give Winthrop the slight edge, but Revere did win five in a row until getting blown up by Wakefield, but they beat Everett. You know, Revere beat Everett. That's something. And they can be explosive. They can be really explosive. So we'll see. So I guess Peabody, you got to go with Peabody in that one. They're just, you know, higher division, bigger school, lots more, bigger talent pool. So again, I like the Tanners in that one. And Newburyport, Amesbury, I think it's always a pick 'em with those guys. Although Amesbury might have the edge, you know, being a solid playoff team. Marblehead, Swampscott's always a battle. Swampscott's going to be wanting to close out the books on this great season after losing pretty significantly in the semis. Marblehead made the playoffs as well. So that's always a great game. And that's on Thanksgiving today, Wednesday. So best of luck to them. All right. Well, that pretty much covers it. Not every game, but some of the highlights there. Hey, we got one more show to talk football. We'll talk Turkey Day results next week. But then we'll close the books on another football season. I love when it comes late August, early September, and I hate to see it go. But I'm always reminded that the winter season is fun, too, you know. Great hockey on the North Shore, great basketball on the North Shore. So I'm excited to get that going as well. But happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thankful for our loyal audience here. And we appreciate you tuning in. We will talk soon. Have a good one.